When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This is it's January 8th, so we're a full week into the new year. Morning Magic, David, Sue, and Kendra. So I'm a full week into my dry January. And I'm like, I don't know why that's symbolic. I guess I did a week, I can do three more. People who are doing dry January, you can do it, bro.
I know. Well, I love the three of us because it's so, like, it just smacks of our personalities, how we're all approaching January. So David, who's the most disciplined of the three of us, is doing dry January. I'm somewhere in the middle. I'm doing damp January.
Oh, you in the damp January.
Where,
yeah.
Like, I'm not drinking during the week. I'm drinking, I can have a cocktail if I go out on a Friday or Saturday night. And then there's Kendra, who literally said to us, well, I'm doubling up this month.
Yeah, it was funny. The group text message before we were coming back from vacation, David's like, all right, woohoo, dry January. And I was like, what?
You guys dry did not January. Bite at all. You were like, I can't. You know, it was almost like
you were going
the other way with it.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I'm not like smashing it up every night, but you know, like I'll have a glass of wine tonight and maybe tomorrow night. Not like three glasses, like a glass, but not crazy. No.
Here's the thing. I don't think you need to be. I mean, I wasn't smashing it up. I think I was. You know, first of all, we had 2 weeks off.
Yes.
And so, and I will just say for people who, you know, we get up early, a lot of people do, but like when you get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 4:30 in the morning, even a second beer on a weeknight or a a cocktail or a drink, you just, unless you start at 4 p.m,
it's
a big deal.
Yeah.
So over the holidays, I was like, hey, I don't have to wake up in the morning. And
I was the
hit
same
it
way.
A little hard.
Yeah, of course. I was the same way because this job is kind of regulates us because there's no way you can like hit
you
it
can't
hard.
Function.
You wouldn't be able to do this job. Right. So it's like, okay. So knowing it was like, oh, no school.
Yeah.
Well, Thursday nights you can probably, because Friday you can come in and be like a little, a little loopy, you know.
Well, that's what led me to January 1st. I'm like, all right, we're going to reassess our relationship with alcohol here.
Mm-hmm.
And it became like, can I do it? And, you know, like anything else.
Yeah.
And I could get through the weekend or I can get through a week. And then I thought of other people who do it all the time who just don't drink. And it's not even a thing for them. You know what I mean? And
It's
not like.
It's not even on their radar.
Right.
It's just like their way of life is different.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
so what's the harder part? Is it the beginning right now of January? Or is it like the second or third week where you're almost in the clear and you start to, if you're around or you're going out to dinner and you can smell the drinks and the food or whatever, you see it. Is that tougher?
I think it's that stuff. For me, anyway, it would be those places where you'd normally, like, you sit down at a table, they bring the cocktail menu, they bring the menu, and the first thing I would always do is look at the cocktail and go, I'm going to get, you know, let's get drinks on the table, and then we'll figure out what we're going to eat. Well, that part is gone.
Right.
You know,
it's
and your body's just kind of used to
having something.
Having somebody put a glass in front of you with something.
Well, right. And also when you're home, you're just home. But when you're out, I'm seeing people with the pretty martini glasses and the colorful drinks, and then I go, oh, I would like one of those.
Well, it just made me think of we have our work Christmas party at the end of this week. And it's like when you're at a party like that, I always feel like I have to have something in my hand. Like a drink of something. It could be water. Yeah. You don't have to be an alcoholic drink, but it is weird when it's not having the same effect and you're holding it and everybody else is doing that. It's kind of strange.
Yeah. You know what I will say though? Restaurants have really got on board. Restaurants and bars have got on board with making it okay. And they don't like call you out. They don't. You're not conspicuous. There's a ton.
Oh, right. If you don't get an alcoholic drink,
I had a beer at dinner last night. Sam Adams has one. The Athletic Brewing Company, the ABC beers are non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
So you can get a beer in a glass that looks like a beer, and it's not like, you know what I mean. You've got
Old Duels.
Yeah. Used to be Old Duels
and
Clubhouse.
And you were like, I'll have a Shirley Temple. You know. And
now you're not drinking. Come on.
And now they have very fancy mocktails.
You can even get like spirits that are non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
I don't think they're very good, but that's just me. But so it's easier and easier for people to do it without
which
sort of feeling like they're getting
really
judged.
Which is really a good thing. Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'll be doubling it up Friday night at home.
You're going to be like, another round, leave the bottle, please.